It is now time for date night, in which my husband Brad and I talk about all the cool things that we can do in our community on a typical date night. And Brad Bednar is here. How are you?
I'm good. And I just want to say, Aaron, that no date night with you is ever typical.
Aww. Well, that's it. Good night, everybody.
All right. So what are you going to do with your 13 minutes you've got left?
I have no idea. I'll play YouTube or something like
right.
that. We'll find out. Yeah. So how's it going, dude?
It's good. It's my last week at my current job before.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I knew about this.
Yes,
but, you
did. Now everybody knows
about
it. It would
be a little bit awkward
it.
If I was just finding out this way.
Yeah. Unless you're one of my clients, in which case I'm sorry. this is my last week. I'm sure you'll get an email eventually.
Some of your clients are local. They might be listening to
this. They might well be listening. I do talk up 97.9 The Hill quite a bit.
This is about to be a real awkward Wednesday in the old Brad Bednar workplace.
It is, but you know what? I'm okay with that.
Okay, good.
Every Wednesday is an awkward Wednesday when you're working with Brad Bednar.
Aw. And that's it. Good night, everybody.
What do you want to do with 10 minutes?
I have no idea.
All right.
Play some U2. So this week is that. Next week, this week is your last week and increasingly awkward starting tomorrow. Next week is Thanksgiving week.
It is, yeah.
So it's time to start talking about the holiday season because Thanksgiving and then I think all of December is Christmas. I legitimately think December 25th is not Christmas. Like all of December is just the entire one big season.
I have the rule
that
it's the day after Thanksgiving starts the Christmas season, and that comes back from
November,
December, right?
Yeah.
But it comes back from when I was working at Nordstrom, and they would shut down on Thanksgiving and hang signs saying, "We believe that you take each holiday as they come." And that would be their explanation for not having Christmas decorations up on November 1st after the Thanksgiving or the Halloween stuff went down. I think Christmas starts then. And I think the, day before, day of, and day after Thanksgiving are the Thanksgiving times.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it.
That's fair, yeah. So the day after Thanksgiving is both the end of the Thanksgiving season and the start of the Christmas season, and there's just that little bit of overlap.
It's like Boxing Day is both Christmas and Boxing Day.
So you worked at Nordstrom, and they do make a big deal out of, we're not going to be one of those stores that's open on Thanksgiving because we think our employees should have time to spend with their family.
I think they might be open now. I think everybody's open on Thanksgiving now.
I think
we've lost that battle.
I was going to ask you, how much they're closed to the public on Thanksgiving. How much frantic inventory work is going on behind the scenes on that particular day?
So visual is probably there starting at 4 o'clock. So they were pretty good about letting people have lunchtime
with
family. Okay,
so they do give people most of the day.
But if you worked in that type of department, you had to be there. I was, as you probably know from knowing me, a very behind-the-scenes person. I wasn't one of the face people at Nordstrom.
You could have been one of the face people at Nordstrom. I assumed that you were one of the face people. Look at you.
No, look at me now, but 15 years ago, Brad Bednar was definitely
I've seen pictures of 15 years ago, Brad Bednar.
Yeah, I know. And only you think of me as a person who was out there in the front. But no, I never had to do that. I gotta spend time at home doing Thanksgiving family stuff, which really consists of eating a whole bunch of turkey and an entire cake.
Right. Ooh, you went with cake for...
Yeah. So
you didn't do pie.
Well, so growing up, it was a very big tradition of we have the normal fridge in the kitchen where there's all the green beans and turkey and nonsense.
Of course.
And then there's the other fridge in the bar area that has seven cakes and a pie, and there's brownies on the counter. So I was definitely a cake boy.
Okay.
Growing up.
All of that reminds me of my own family Thanksgivings growing up, except for the dessert focus on cake instead of pie. I think we had seven pies and a cake. You had seven cakes and a pie?
Oh, yeah. Everybody had their kind of cake that they wanted. So you'd have a chocolate cake and a coconut cake. I liked banana cake, which was the Betty Crocker, Duncan Hines, banana cake with mushed up bananas between it and what I can only assume was Cool Whip on the outside of it.
Yeah. We used to make, and probably the occasional family gathering where this is still made, what we referred to as Bavarian Jello, which was red like strawberry Jello and whipped cream. Cool whip if you're being lazy.
Sure.
Real whipped cream if you're doing it right.
If you love your family.
All mixed together. And that was it. That was Bavarian cream.
This sounded like you were about to launch into like a 1950s dinner party aspect story.
No,
where
we
like,
did nothing fancy.
There's celery and then there's green Jello. And then there's sour cream.
No, we like Bavarian cream. It's like strawberry Jello, whipped cream, mix it together in equal parts. That's it. It's dessert. And it was everywhere. Like we had three different pumpkin pies that had all been brought by three different people. So they all tasted slightly different from the other and everyone had their favorites. But then the Bavarian cream just went before the pie even got started.
This is surprising to me because like, I don't know if y'all have special people in your life like who are from the Midwest. But like having grown up in the South and live exclusively in the South, you all eat like weird things with dinner and weird things with the dessert. So like I fully expected this, you know, like it's not Bavarian cream, but it's cottage cheese and Jello like in the same bowl because I just picture like Thanksgiving at the Keck household.
It's weird amalgam of all different foods that should not combined together.
I mean, like it's a traditional Thanksgiving feast, but there's also a side of like white bean soup and cottage cheese.
Yeah, no,
that everyone eats with every single meal.
We did not do white bean soup.
Okay.
There may have been cottage cheese. I don't remember for sure, but cottage cheese was often eaten in the Keck/Duzik family.
Right.
Yes, we did eat cottage cheese.
I'm
white
not
bean
surprised.
Soup a little bit less often. But
it was
not
cold up there.
Altogether out of the realm of possibility. So that's the family Thanksgiving tradition. If you're doing so like we talk about date night and all the things that we can do. Thanksgiving, if you're doing a date night kind of thing, if you don't have a like family Thanksgiving to go to, or you don't have like a friends group to go to, and you're doing like a date night kind of thing instead. On Thanksgiving, your options are a lot more limited because most places are closed, or at least a lot of places
are
closed.
Yeah.
So what do you do if you're doing a date night on a holiday?
Okay. So I'm gonna focus on the word holiday.
Okay.
Right. I have two answers for you. As I often do. One kind of ties closely to what we're doing. You go out of town to like some big place and you have an out of town date where you're going like somewhere that you either love going, that it has a big enough metro area to support the fact that not everybody wants to like make dinner at home. Or you go like out of the country and like, you know, they don't have
to a world where they don't have Thanksgiving.
Where Thanksgiving was never dreamed up by Arthur Pilgrim. So that's one thought, right? Because like we're going to Vegas, not like for the Thanksgiving 3-day block that I consider to be Thanksgiving, but for half of it.
We'll be there for part of it.
We'll be there for most of it. And then like we have like
this is my parents' fault, by the way. They texted us out of the blue. It was like we're going to be in Vegas. Do you want to join us? It's like we don't not want to join you.
Yeah,
yes,
a text out of the blue that was like 3 years in the making, if not more.
Yeah, we've been
more.
Talking about doing this for a long time, so we're finally gonna do it. It's gonna be fun.
So I'm super excited about that, but I'm gonna pivot to like a more approachable answer and talk about what you and I do for Christmas, because we have a long-standing Christmas tradition where, you know, one, if I have to throw out the correct answer, which is go find like a neighbor or a friend who's making Thanksgiving dinner and just crash their party and bring a six pack. Like that's a great date night to get to watch the chaos of somebody's holiday from the outside.
Yeah.
But we go get sushi or like Chinese food every Christmas.
Yep.
On Christmas Eve, like we bundle up in our like lightest weight fleece because it's probably 75 degrees outside, and we make the trek down. And we have little bento boxes.
You say
boxes
that now, but now you've jinxed it, and it's going to be like 20 degrees and snowing blizzards on Christmas this year.
That's fine. I'm going to Aruba. So, come if you want.
So I looked on online and I found a number of local restaurants that we know and love that are open on Thanksgiving, which you can check out. One of them is right next door to us at City Kitchen.
They do great like holiday spreads.
Yes.
Because we did Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day 1 year.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom. We you were
both
in Michigan.
Both of our moms live out of town, so but, we got to do our own thing.
Yeah. You know, we didn't do that, but instead we went with ourselves and treated ourselves to a lovely morning date.
Yep.
And ate a bunch of ham,
a huge buffet that City Kitchen has. And apparently they're doing kind of the same thing Like, they do this for holidays on a regular basis. Like, oh, it's a holiday. Most places aren't open, but we are. And we've got this incredible buffet spread so you can go and just eat yourself full of food and enjoy Thanksgiving, which is what Thanksgiving's all about anyway.
Right, rather than eating pies or cakes or whatnot. Where's the cake option, Aaron? Like, if you're looking...
They probably got cake.
They probably don't have seven different kinds of cake.
It says decadent dessert display.
They have sticky toffee pudding.
I'm looking on their websites. They probably do have sticky toffee
pudding.
Which
is great.
And cake. I just about guarantee you that City Kitchen will have some kind of cake as part of their decadent dessert display. Yeah. If failing that, there's two restaurants that are awesome in Carrboro that are worth mentioning. Acme is doing a special Thanksgiving thing. And Tandem is doing a special Thanksgiving, like, lunch brunch.
Ooh.
Like, earlier in the day that you can do. And Acme and Tandem are both great.
Right, right. You can go straight from Tandem over to Acme. Yeah. I'd actually be really excited about a Tandem Thanksgiving, just because, like, with their focus on kind of international cuisine.
Yeah, they do. They do, though, also have turkey and dressing.
Oh, but
I'm sure they do.
But it's like it's probably turkey cooked in like a clay pot that's been buried like in the back lot for.
Well, now that you've said it on the radio, they're going to have to do it. People are going to show up demanding their clay pot turkey, and they're going to be disappointed.
I'm sure they'll find a way.
Tandem also advertises desserts and pastries as part of their Thanksgiving buffet. So I can't promise you seven different types of cake.
Yeah, no.
But they will have selections for you.
Yeah, I was also thinking, like, speaking of seven kinds of cake, like, A fun, if not, like, traditional idea is just to go to the, like, grocery store. Like, go to the Harris Teeter, like, on Thanksgiving morning. Not to buy, like, that last-minute crap. I accidentally bought light whipping cream instead of heavy whipping cream.
Right,
I've got to
replace
it for Brad's banana cake. But instead, like, just go there and, like, get stuff to do, like, a charcuterie board and watch everybody else frantically, chaotically running by. And then you can get, like, those half cakes that they sell at the Harris Teeter and get, like, 14 of those.
Yes.
Clear out the fridge because you're not going to need the room for the turkey or the green bean casserole or the. And then you just fill it up with cake.
I just like to point out that on Christmas Eve, there's an Italian tradition called the Feast of the Seven Fishes. And your equivalent of that is on Thanksgiving.
Feast of the Seven Cakes, yeah.
Feast of the Seven Different Types of Cake.
But really only the one kind of cake.
Which is banana.
Which would be banana cake. Or maybe a chocolate cake. Or maybe like just like a funfetti.
I need you to name four more.
Like maybe like a coconut cream cake.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, maybe like a pancake.
Oh, that's five. Does pancake count?
I think for the purposes of having to name seven kinds of cake,
got six
off of the
like
dome.
Big multi-layer cakes, and then right in the middle of all of that is just one flat pancake. I think people will walk out disappointed.
I think people are gonna go straight for that pancake because they're gonna be like, "Well, crap, son! If they've got like this wedding cake and a pancake, so." Next to it, that pancake's probably pretty freaking good.
And that is date night for this week. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.